Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals. Praise God. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Hallelujah. And it's God's will to heal you. Praise God. Praise God. Welcome to Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. Praise God. Hallelujah. This has been such a wonderful and interesting day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We love you, Lord God. We acknowledge you as the Lord our healer. Hallelujah. We acknowledge, hallelujah, that you and you alone are the healer. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to even participate in the healings, amen, to co-labor with you in the healings that you do, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. And then, Lord God, we want to dedicate this broadcast to you, rededicate it to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Prophetic healing belongs to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we dedicate it, we set it apart, we consecrate it for you. And we say, Lord, have your way, move by your spirit, do as only you can do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that your word says if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we thank you for being in the midst tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good to see all of you who are on the line with us today. Praise God. This has been quite a day. Hallelujah. Well, we won't talk about everything that happened today. We'll do that maybe next month. Hallelujah. But today, I just want to say that, you know, some things have happened today, and someone in my family that's very close to me passed away, went home to be with the Lord today. And I don't want to say their name because I don't know if word has gotten out yet, and I don't want people to hear it on the broadcast. I want them to hear it personally rather than for me to announce it on the broadcast. So it was very interesting how everything happened. We have decided on next month what we're going to do in January 2021, already January 2021. We want to talk about it. You know, what happens when you pray for someone and you pray diligently and they go home to be with the Lord? So we'll spend a little time talking about that next month. Hallelujah. And then also in that kind of in the same vein is what if you just pray and you pray and you pray and you know you're praying the word of God, you believe the word of God, you trust the word of God, and that person doesn't get healed immediately. What do you do? Do you give up? What do you do? So we'll talk about that. January 2021. And we're hoping and believing by faith. So many things are changing so quickly. We're hoping and believing by faith that we're going to have the Hawkeyes on with us next month as well. Praise God. Now, when we started this broadcast, I'm just going to be honest. We were going to do a rerun today. And I went into worship with the Lord. And the Lord said, well, did I say do a rerun today? And I said to him, no. Some things, so many things are going on, and you just say, well, I think God is okay with this. Well, he wasn't. So I'm not doing a rerun today. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the way the prophetic healing usually goes is that we have our couple with us, Elder Philip and Lady Linda, and they're not with us today because we had agreed to do a rerun. Hallelujah. And so we're not doing the rerun. So praise God. We will go on. And so I'm thinking that this is going to be a short broadcast tonight, but it's dedicated to the Lord. So whatever he does is good with me. Praise God. So just before the broadcast started, you know, after I realized that I wasn't going to do a rerun tonight, he gave me a couple of ailments that he would heal. Glory to God. And the way the broadcast usually works is that for prophetic healing, that that the Lord tells us some ailments that are going to be healed prior to the broadcast. And then when people come on, we pray for them and they are healed. Because what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. So today, what he mentioned to me was ingrown toenails. Hallelujah. To heal ingrown toenails. And ears, nose, and throat. If someone is going through something with ears, nose, and throat. Amen. So if you are experiencing any of those, press your number one key. And we will pray for you. Or if you have anything else that you would like to be prayed for, press your number one key, and we will pray for you tonight. And we believe in the word of healing. Hallelujah. We know that God is our healer. Praise God. And that by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are healed. Hallelujah. And also, the Bible says not only are we healed, but we were healed, like it's a done deal, like it's in the past, it's done, taken care of. Hallelujah. And as Barney Fife, you say, nipped in the bud. So the healing is there already. Jesus did it. Amen. Just recently, we've been reading this book on healing by Charles Capp. And so I'm going to read a little bit of it. It's really a good book. It's a very short book, and it's by Charles Capp, and it's called God's Medicine. And so he looks at the Word of God as medicine. And a lot of times we take medicine, and medicine has side effects to it many times. And usually, you take medicine, and then you got to take a different medicine to counteract. The Word of God is medicine. It has no side effects. So I want to read some of the healing prayers or declarations that Charles Capps, and his last name is C-A-P-P-S, Charles Capps put together by the Spirit of the Lord. I want to read a few of those tonight. And if you have an opportunity, you can probably go online and find it. Charles Capps, C-A-P-P-S, God's Medicine. And it's a really, really good book that you can pray these prayers, because what I found out is that when the rubber meets the road, and people are going through, and you love them and you care for them, and your emotions, I shouldn't say yours, our emotions may go, have some issues at the time because we love the person so much. I have found that it's a good thing to have prayers written down already. Hallelujah. And especially prayers that are the Word of God prayers coming from the Scripture. And it's really good when you have that, and then you can pray the Word of God. And, you don't have to search your mind to do it at that time. It's written out. And so it's a blessing to have that more and more. Hallelujah. I'll say more and more as I mature. Praise God. It's such a blessing. The way this Charles Capp book starts off, it says that these prayers are to be spoken by mouth 3 times a day until faith comes, then once a day to maintain faith. If circumstances grow worse, double the dosage. There are no harmful side effects from God's medicine. Praise God. Saying these scriptures aloud are medicine to your health. Hallelujah. Now, the scriptures are the prayers that I want to share with you. They're not direct quotations from the Bible, but they're paraphrased confessions based on scriptures. As I read them, I'll tell you what scriptures you can look to and find them. So if you like, get a pencil and paper, write them down. Or what you can do is you can come back to this archive or this podcast, and you can listen to it again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for those who just joined the line, yes, this is Prophetic Healing, and this is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're doing something just a little bit different today. The healings that have been called out are ingrown toenail, ear, nose, and throat. Any kind of issues in the ear, nose, and throat, and ingrown toenails. That's what we have at this point. Praise God. Hallelujah. So after we finish reading these prayers, we'll go back to that. If anyone wants any prayer, and it'll probably be a short broadcast tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Here's a prayer. Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over me. I am forgiven and free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive unto righteousness. And that comes from Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. Another prayer. I am free from unforgiveness and strife. I forgive others as Christ has forgiven me. For the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's from Matthew 6:12 and from Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Jesus bore my sins in his body on the tree. Therefore, I am dead to sin and alive unto God. And by his stripes, I am healed and made whole. That's from 1 Peter 2:24, Romans 6:11, 2 Corinthians 5 and 21. Jesus bore my sickness and carried my pain. Therefore, I give no place to sickness or pain, for God's word and healed me. That's from Psalm 107, verse 20. Father, because of your word, I am an overcomer. I overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. And the scriptures related to that is 1 John 4 and verse 4, Revelation 12 and verse 11. You have given me abundant life. I receive that life through your word, and it flows to every organ of my body, bringing healing and health. Comes from John 10:10 and John 6:63. Praise God. Hallelujah. For those who just joined the line, this is prophetic healing with the healing community. And we're doing a slightly different broadcast, still praying for healing tonight. And like I said, it'll probably be a short broadcast. We've had a very close person in our lives to go home and be with the Lord today. We prayed for them and prayed with them for the better part of last night and most of today. And they went home to be with the Lord today. So I was going to do a rerun and just to you know, keep everything going today. But at the last moment, the Lord reminded me that he and I had not talked about me doing a rerun today. So I am doing a short broadcast today. Praise God. And good to see all of you here. Now, it doesn't have to be so short. It'll be as long as God wants it to be. But if anyone would like prayer, please press your number one key. And if you do press your number one key, and I don't see it, because I should see everything today. But, you know, sometimes our number one key doesn't work very well. So if you're pressing your number one key right now, I think everyone who's on the line has my cell phone number. So text me and let me know if you have your number one key pressed. Hallelujah. Okay, so I was just reading some prayers from the Charles Capp book that's called God's Medicine. And I was saying that I've learned, and it was just a real comfort to me, especially after praying, you know, hours and hours, that it's a good thing if you have some prayers that are from the Word of God that are written down to be able to pray, to continue in prayer. Hallelujah. And so I have those prayers. I have them in my email. I have them on my as pictures on my phone so that I can get to them very easily and be ready to pray at those times to pray. And, you know, I believe that, you know, God still hears the prayers. I know that there are some circumstances that are going on sometimes, and we don't know everything that happens in the background when we pray, and someone still goes home to be with the Lord. We don't know all the circumstances behind that. All we know is that God is a good God. Hallelujah. That we know. Glory to God. And, you know, today, as I'm facing, you know, what I'm facing today, I know God is good. I know He is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He is the healer, you know. And why my close family member went home to be with the Lord today, God knows that. I find no fault in him, and I trust him on it. And we're saying that, oh, and please, this was not Pastor Mom, okay? I want y'all to know that. It's not Pastor Mom. Praise God. Hallelujah. She's on the line, but she's not going to say anything today because, you know, she's just, it's, you know, we all need a moment. We all need a moment. So, Mom, after we just kind of step away from this a bit, next month, January 2021, we are going to talk about that on prophetic healing. So, Lord willing, Elder Philip and Lady Linda will be back with us, and then we'll talk about some things. Because, wow, in this 2020, let me tell you what, I don't have to tell you, you know, we're all going through something. And it looks like we're all going through something at the same time. So, and God is still and yet good. He is still and yet good. Hallelujah. What I'm going to do, I don't see anyone pressing their number one key. These elements that were listed, I'm going to pray over them, and then we'll talk about what's going on Get 'Em Radio, you know, in the broadcast coming up. And if no one has pressed their number one key, send me a text to let me know you pressed your number one key. We're going to close out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what God revealed was ingrown toenail. Dude, that was very interesting. And ear, nose, and throat. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we join our faith together right now for those who have been plagued with ingrown toenails. Lord, it may not seem important to some people, but to someone who's going through an ingrown toenail, that's something for them, and you care about that. So, Lord God, we lift that up to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, right now that their toenails will grow in properly in the name of Jesus. We come against right now any pain and hurt in their toes in Jesus' name. And then what I'm seeing is that it looks like that's something that's been going through their family for years, that different members of the family have this ingrown toenail problem. So, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name, we send the blood of Jesus back to the seed, the source, the alpha, and the genesis of the ingrown toenail problem in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that you just straighten that out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Take that out of the bloodline. Even right now in the name of Jesus, that their toenails grow out straight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Without any pain at all in Jesus' name. And we give you praise. And now, Lord God, we lift up those who may be going through ear, nose, and throat issues in Jesus' name. Those things are so interconnected that a doctor is called an ear, nose, and throat doctor. So, Lord God, we lift up those who are having any kind of itchiness or dryness in their throat in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Any kind of pain, or even my niece recently was diagnosed with a strep throat. So we lift that up to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. and around the throat area, whatever is going on. Also, I was just thinking, one of my aunts was diagnosed with some throat issues, three different types of throat issues. So, Lord God, we lift her up to you in the name of Jesus. And any difficulty swallowing, we lift that up to you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. There is no great big thing in your sight. There is no teeny tiny thing. It's whatever is going on, Lord God. You see it all. You know it all, and nothing slips between the cracks with you in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, Lord God, for touching that area and bringing healing in it right now. We thank you for fortifying even that throat area right now in Jesus' name, that the person will not go through any more throat issues in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Their throat will not have any pain, discomfort, itching, scratching, or anything like that. Thank you, Lord God, that your anointing is going into that area right now, your yoke-destroying, burden-lifting anointing in the name of Jesus, bringing forth healing, health, and wholeness in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we lift up those who are even going through something in their ears, if it's just a continual, like every season that comes up, something happens in their ears, like earaches or ear infections. Lord, we thank you, Father God, right now for healing the ears in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Clearing the ears out of any wax buildup. We come against any wax buildup right now in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, for healing in those ears, both ears, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that that won't even go from generation to generation where people have tubes in their ears and things like that. We thank you, Father God, that the healing is complete all down through the generation, all up through the generation, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then, Lord God, we lift up any kind of nose issues to you, any conditions, in Jesus' name. We come against that right now. And many of these things that we're talking about are generational type things that is gone from the grandmother had sinus problems, the mother, the child, and going on down like that. We thank you, Lord God, that your blood, your cleansing, your healing, your purging blood goes back even to the seed, the source, the alpha, and the genesis of it, where it began, where it entered into the family. Hallelujah, that the blood of Jesus is obliterating it right now. Hallelujah. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It will never, ever lose its power. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus still has power over past 2,000 years now that we even know of in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, Father God. We thank you for complete and total healing. Take all of the discomfort out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then cut all of the ties, the generational ties, obliterate it now in the name of Jesus, that it will not come back again. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, we thank you for it, Lord God, and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. You are the God who heals us, and you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. Blessed be your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I don't see anyone with their number one key pressed. Hallelujah. That's just fine. Amen. So let me tell you what's going on. Tomorrow night, we will continue on. We have a special guest on Get 'Em Radio tomorrow night, and that's Minister Joy Bryant. She is a recording artist. She's recorded this beautiful, beautiful gospel album, and we've been listening to parts of it
We've listened to a little bit of it, even on our Sunday broadcast for our church service. But we will be playing parts of her album during the broadcast on tomorrow night. And I'm telling you, this young lady is anointed. On Sunday, I was playing one of the songs, and it was I felt led of the Lord to play it for the end of the broadcast. And as I was playing it, I didn't play the whole thing. It's about 3 minutes long, almost 4 minutes long. I didn't play the whole thing, and I just cut it off. And a friend of mine sent me a text and said, as soon as that song came on, she was going up in the spirit. Why did I turn it off? Why? And I was like, oh, boy. But it was good. It was very good. Praise God. So she'll be with us tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. And then we'll be back on Sunday with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Willie B. McCoy is the pastor. And she will be, we plan that she'll be speaking, Lord willing, on this Sunday. The broadcast is 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Then on Monday, we have our teaching, our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. So, and that will be 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, we'll be back with Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and that's 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we always give people an opportunity to pray in tongues, 15-minute increments. We assign volunteers to pray in those 15-minute increments. It's four people, so that's 1 hour. So we pray in tongues for 1 hour, and then we have interpretation of tongues after that. And these interpretations have been no less than awesome. And just the praying in tongues, the whole experience has been wonderful. So if any of you would like to volunteer, pray in tongues any Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, please contact me. Praise God. And you can be a volunteer. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, well, praise God. We're going to go ahead and close for tonight. If any of you have any comments, you can press your number one key. Or like I said, if you want prayer for anything, press your number one key. Hallelujah. Otherwise, we're going to pray out today. Thank you, Lord. We're going to close in prayer. And I thank you all, and those who will listen to this archive in the future, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And, I'm going to do the prayer for salvation before we leave, and then we'll close out in prayer. Hallelujah. We're just trying to listen to the Lord and be sensitive to His Spirit. When we pray for someone to be healed and they go home, they pass away, we want to make sure that they are born again. Hallelujah. And that way we don't lose them. And that when they pass away, we know where they are. Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But we can't be present with the Lord unless He is our Lord. That's the only way that we can be present with the Lord. And that's the only way that we can see each other again when we leave here, is that we meet in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Is that we meet in heaven. And the only way to get there is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've heard people say in the past, you Christians, you're such bigots. You're just saying that there's only one way. And I say, yes, there's one way. His name is Jesus. And he said very clearly, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So he made it very clear that he is the only way. And over time, I've thought about, what is the examples can I say is the only way? Well, bless God, the only way that we're breathing here today, or the only thing that we can breathe and not die, is air. We need oxygen. We need air. Is that being a bigot, that that's the only thing that we can breathe? We're made like this. Hallelujah. And our eternal life is made like that, where we must go through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the way that we go through him is to simply believe what he said in his word. Hallelujah. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. So God loves us so much. He doesn't just love us. He so loves us. And he wants us to have eternal life. He wants us to have everlasting life. And then in Romans 10:9, he tells us exactly how to do it. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. And being saved is being saved from hell. Hallelujah. It's being saved from hell. It's being saved from burning eternally. It's being saved from living an eternal damnation, not eternal life, but eternal damnation. We're going to live forever. We will live forever, either in heaven or in a burning hell. So we will live forever. Someone made a joke out of it, and they said, living eternal life, smoking or non-smoking, meaning heaven, non-smoking, hell, smoking. So that was a little joke that people would say. But we do need to make a choice. And if you've never made a choice before, this is your opportunity. You kind of stumbled up on this podcast. Just a few more moments, and you'll be saved. Praise God. You see how good God is? Amen. And the way you get saved is just to believe. Believe. Hallelujah. And the word says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe what the word of God says. Even if you don't know it all, every book of the Bible, if you don't, you make a choice to believe in your heart. Hallelujah. And believe that Jesus is Lord. And I don't think you would be listening to me right now if you didn't believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. You would have hung up a while back. Or you would have clicked this podcast off a while back. So, hallelujah. Repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord. And be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, that I am saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. And Lord God, we just thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, oh, Rabasia, thank you, Lord God, right now that you just fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power in the name of Jesus. And then we thank you, Lord God, that you seal them. Hallelujah. Everyone who said that prayer, seal them with your precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Seal all the goodness of God in them. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, help them to learn more and more about you. Help them to find a church, a home church. Hallelujah. Where they can learn and grow from the Word of God. And we bless you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to invite you to come to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church by calling this number on Sunday at 11 o'clock, 516-418-5699, 11 o'clock Central, 12 noon Eastern. Hallelujah. And learn more about your Lord and your Savior. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we're going to close out today. Glory to God. And Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We adore you. Lord God, we thank you for your presence here today. Hallelujah. We thank you for touching each and every person who's listening now and those who will listen in the future. Touch by your Spirit, Lord God. Bring healing to everyone who's in need of healing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, it is your will that we be healed. Hallelujah. And you want to heal every place that hurts. We thank you for that healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for doing exceeding abundantly above in each and every one of us, Lord. Comfort those, Lord, also who are mourning. Comfort those who have a broken heart, Lord God. Give them peace beyond all understanding. Guard their heart and their mind. And Lord God, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You are the Lord who heals us. You are the Lord our healer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah. I pray that the Lord touched you in a great way tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So have a blessed night, a blessed rest of the night. Amen. Amen.
God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt. God will see you through. He'll take the pain away.
God wants to heal you.
Yes, he does.
God will
yes, he will.
Take the pain.
Listen.